The hand of God will do you good this month.
Aka Chineke ga-eme gị mma n'ụtụtụ a.
In the name of Jesus the Christ.
Amen.
Life is a gift.
Ndụ onyinye nke si n'aka Chineke bịa.
No one can buy it.
O nweghị ike nwere ike iji zụta ya.
Life is what gives value to everything you are and everything you have.
Ọ bụ onye dị ndụ na-ekwerewe ekwu, ịdị ndụ ga-echuwa akụ.
If God withdraws his breath, everything you have has no meaning.
Ọ bụ na ikú mi beta anyị niile ga-awozi ihe efu.
And that's why a wise man will always appreciate the giver of the gift.
Ya mere onye nwere amamihe ga na-ekele Chineke bụ igbe na-eche ndụ.
God has brought you and I to this new month of November.
Chineke akpọrọ mụ na-aga kpọpụta anyị n'ọnwa 11 kafọ.
None of us did anything special to merit it.
O nweghị ihe dị iche mere anyị ji dị ndụ taa.
And I know you're a wise man and a wise woman.
Amara na ị bụ onye maara ihe dị ka nwoke na nwaanyị ebe a.
Shall we lift up our hands this morning?
Anyị welie aka anyị abụọ elu si onye nwaanyị meela.
And acknowledge the giver of life.
Si onye nwaanyị meela.
Give him thanks.
Igbe na-eche ndụ mụ.
Bless his name this morning.
Onye mere m ihe mbụ.
Thank you, Lord, for the gift of life.
A sị na abụghị gị Chineke, gịnị ka m gara ịbụ?
I bless your name.
Ana m ekele gị n'ihi mere ka ndị ndụ.
Praise and the glory. In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Our gracious Father, this morning we have gathered to say thank you.
Thank
we
you,
appreciate
Lord.
The life you gave to us. We bless your name.
Amen.
Father, we ask, Lord, as we have gathered in this Priscilla encounter service, we ask that you appear to us by your word.
Amen.
And by your appearance, let stagnation disappear.
Amen.
Let barrenness disappear.
Amen.
Let anything that is not palatable disappear.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Clothe every one of us this morning with a garment of praise.
Amen.
And let prophecies for our life be fulfilled speedily.
Amen.
And all you do this morning, that praise returns back to you.
Amen.
Let the saints of God say a big amen.
Amen.
Put those wonderful hands together for Jesus, please. Get seated. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
What a privilege again given to me by God and his servant to bring God's word to us in this second service. God's servant laid the foundation for this teaching in the first service. So I will just add little on it. And he will be coming up to release the blessings to us. And we have been told that praise facilitates fulfillment of prophecies. And I know this month, every word of God you have received shall be fulfilled in the name of Jesus Christ. So we shall be looking at understanding how praise facilitates fulfillment of prophecies. But what is prophecies? Prophecies are not religious wishes. Prophecies are the unfolding of divine plan of God. Unfolding of divine
plan.
God has a plan for each of us.
Chineke nwere ebumnobi nye mụ na gị.
And that plan is a great plan.
Ebumnobi abụkwa nke dị ukwuu.
The unfolding of those plans for us is what we mean by prophecies.
Ime ka ebumnobi ya wee pụta ihe ebe mụ na gị nọ bụ ya bụ okwu amụma.
Joshua 21 verse 45.
Akwụ Joshua isi iri abụọ na otu amaoke iri anọ na ise.
Joshua 21 verse 45.
Joshua isi iri abụọ na otu amaoke iri anọ na ise.
And he said, "Dear fed not of any good thing which the Lord has spoken unto the house of Israel, all came to pass."
Dear
fear not any good thing. So prophecies are declarations of good things to his people. The unfolding of all of those good promises to God's people. That's what prophecy means. Declaring the end from the beginning. So, God is not much interested in where we are, but is interested in where we are
going.
So, he declares them, he unfolds them to us. Isaiah 46 verse 10. He said, declaring the end from the beginning. Declaring the end. So, our end is more important to God. Not where you are. So, when God speaks, he speaks concerning the end. So, no matter where you may be now, God is saying things is going to work for you in the end. If you believe that, shout a big amen.
Amen.
So is God unveiling his good promises to us? And we understand that when God speaks, he speaks according to what he can do. According to what he can do. So what that means is God's word is the source of prophecy.
2
Peter chapter 1 verse 19. The Bible causes a more sure word of prophecy. According to 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 19, please. A more sure word of prophecy. 2 Peter 1 verse 19. A more sure word of prophecy. We have also a more sure word of prophecy. So God's word is a book of prophecy. Many of us that keep looking for, going here and there, looking for who to prophesy for you, the book. The Bible, this book, from Genesis to Revelation, it talks about you and I. It's a prophetic word from God to us. Every other prophecy may fail, but the prophecy of the Bible cannot fail. Because it proceeds from the mouth of the Lord himself. And he said, heaven and earth may pass away, but not my word. Not my word. Not my word. So any prophecy any man gives you may fail, but any prophecy of the scripture cannot fail. The word says, your beginning be small, your letter end shall greatly increase. So it doesn't matter how you start. God say your ending is going to be great. So it's a prophetic word. And the source is the Bible, and that's why it cannot fail. And prophecy cannot be fulfilled by man. It takes only the hand of God. First Kings chapter 8 verse 15. First Kings chapter 8 and verse 15. No prophets can be fulfilled by man. He said, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, which spake with his mouth unto David my father, and have with his hand did what? Fulfilled it. So, it takes the hand of God to see prophecies fulfilled. No pastor can fulfill prophecy. It's the hand of God. It's the hand of God. Fulfilled it. So, God is the one that fulfills prophecy. It's not man. You can't fulfill prophecy. You can only align yourself to the demands of prophecy. You can't fulfill prophecy. Say amen to that.
Amen.
That's why you cannot help God. So, quickly, what does it take to see prophecy fulfilled? What does it take to see prophecy fulfilled?
Number 1,
receive the prophetic word. Receive it. Receive it. Why must you receive the prophetic word? Because every word from the mouth of the Lord is a seed that must be received into our hearts. Receive it. Luke chapter 8 verse 11 tells us that the word is a seed. And verse 15 tells us the heart is where that word is received. You must first receive the word before it can be fulfilled. Most often than not, God's word is bigger than us. When God speaks to you, it is far bigger than what your mind can conceive. That's to say, your natural mind cannot analyze it and understand it. You just have to receive it. When you receive that word, that seed of the word is planted in your heart. And the angel appeared to Mary. And said, you are going to conceive. And you are going to have a child. And his name shall be this, and he will be great. And Mary said, how shall it be? You see, human mind tries to analyze. How shall it be? Seeing I'm not married and I know not a man. How shall it be? How can it happen? And at the end of the argument, he said, let it be unto me according to your word. I can't understand it, but I receive it. That's where many of us will miss prophetic words. Trying to understand it. Abraham at 75. You are going to be a child, a mother, a father of nations. How? At that age? How? And God said to you, this week, I'm giving you a house you did not build. That you did not build. Human mind begin to analyze. How will it happen? I know my salary. I don't have uncle abroad. How will I get it? Leave those pastors. They are trying to hype us. You can't comprehend it. What do? Receive it. John chapter 1 verse 12. He came to his own, and his own rejected him, but as many as received him, to them he gave power to become. You can never become until you first receive. A man shared a testimony when he came to church, and his pastor said, this week, God is giving you a car. Oh, I'm saying to somebody now, God is giving you a car. And after service, he went to go and greet somebody. And when he got to the place, the gate man in the house was not around. So the owner of the house, a white man, has to come down by himself to open the gate. And when he opened the gate, he saw him on a bike. He said, man, you don't have a car? He said, yes. He said, I have a car somewhere that I'm not using. Take the key. Now, while the man was in church, the prophetic word came. If you begin to analyze, based on where I am, how will I get a car? But the moment he received that word, leave it to God. Your own is to receive. God did not ask you to know how it will be done. Just receive it.
Just
receive it. Just receive it. Don't ask him, how will you do it? He didn't tell you to ask him how to do it. Just receive it. Say, receive. In this service this morning, every word you have received shall be activated to performance. Believe it also. Believe it also. Receive it and believe it. If your mind can, your heart cannot receive it, declare it with your mouth. I believe. That man say, I believe. Help my own belief. Believe the word. Believe the word that you receive. And number three, put the word you receive to work. Don't just receive the word and confess and declare you believe it. Put it to work. What does the word say? What does the word say I should do? Don't be a hearer of the word only. James chapter 1 verse 22. Put the word to work. The word works when you put it to work. The word works when you put it to work. Be ye doers of the word. And not hearers alone. Deceiving yourself. Hearing the word and not doing is self-deception. Deceiving your own self. So every time we hear God's word, receive God's word, believe God's word, and we don't put it to work, we are deceiving ourselves. So we hear the word and put the word we have heard to work. And number four, you engage in a heart-rooted praise. Receive the word. Believe the word. Put the word to work. Engage in praise. Because praise is what waters the seed that is in your heart. It's what waters the seed in your heart. When you receive the word, prophetic word in your heart, you believe it. You need to water it the same way every seed that is planted on the soil, their future depends on water to bring forth. That is the same way we, via praise, cause the seed in our hearts, which is the word, to begin to produce. Talking about the man called Abraham.
Because Abraham.
And the Bible says, he staggered not at the promises of God. Which is the seed of the word which he has received. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, belief. What is the next thing? Giving glory to God. That's what we need to do. Giving glory to God. If the things you have received, the things you have believed, the things you are doing, then you must rejoice. As you are doing so, you are watering that seed. You are watering that seed to begin to produce after his
kind.
That's why every prophetic word we receive and believe keeps believers on the go in season and out of season.
It
gives believers both in season and out of season. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 3. Look at that scriptures. It said, for the vision is for an appointed time. But at the end, he shall speak and not lie. Though he tarry, wait for it. Say, I will wait for it. Say, I will wait for it. Because it will surely come to pass.
Now,
from the time you receive the prophetic word and the time of performance of the prophetic word, you must give praise. That's what keeps you in those seasons of waiting for the word to be fulfilled. That period of receiving the word and the time of performance of that word, praise is what sustains your faith. Joseph at 17 received the word that he will rule over his brothers. But that word never came to pass until 13 years after. That was 30, when he was 30. That's 13 years after he received the word. Before his performance, he was in praise. David was anointed at 17. He ascended the throne at 30. 13 years. God spoke to Abraham at 75. The word came to pass at 100. 25 years. What you do in that waiting period is very vital. And praise is what sustains. A staggered at an unbelief, strong in faith, giving glory to God. Because what God says, he cannot lie.
He's
not a man that he should lie. So he has to believe. God may not come at your time, but he will come. He may not appear when you want him to appear, but he will appear. He will come. It will come. It may not be your time. But when he appears, it's the best time. Because he do it everything beautiful in his own time. When they boggled the three Hebrew boys, they carried three of them, boggled them, God was waiting. They lifted them up, God was waiting. They threw him through them in the furnace. God was waiting. But when they landed there, God appeared. He may not come at your time, but he will come. That the prophetic word has not happened does not mean it will not happen. Praise is what to give. To see prophetic word come to pass. As you praise him in this season, every word for the year 2025, which you receive, believe, it shall come to pass in your life. If you believe that, shout a big amen.
Amen.
What happens in praise? How does it facilitate fulfillment of prophecy? Praise focuses on what is written over what is happening. You know why many of us, our praise don't last? We look on the happenings, not on what is written. What is happening is temporal. What is written is eternal. What is written is eternal. What is written is eternal. Psalm 56 verse 4 and 10. He said, I will praise thee, O Lord. Psalm 56 verse 4 and 10. Psalm 56, verses 4 and 10. In God I will praise his word. Let God be the motivating factor for your praise. Any praise dependent on happenings cannot last. In God, I will praise His word. In God, I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Let your faith, your praise, be based on what is written. Not what is happening. And as we keep praising Him, what is written will overshadow what is happening. What is written? That's why for you to be a good one that praises God, you must know what is written. What has God said concerning that situation? Look away from that situation. Praise Him for what is written. Take your eyes from what is happening. Praise Him for what is written. Doctor said you have no chance to live. Or what is written is superior to what doctor have said. Put your eyes on what God has said and begin to praise Him. Begin to praise Him. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18. In everything, not in something. In everything. Give thanks. You are not thanking Him for what you are going through. But in it, you are giving Him thanks. Here Lazarus was there.
Lazarus
and Jesus came in it.
Jesus
said, Father, thank you. All the people that gathered that they turn around and say, maybe it's this man that killed this. How can you be thanking somebody in a burial ground? But Jesus said, Father, thank you. At least thank you. It's only Lazarus that died. The sisters are still alive. In case you have lost anything, God is the reason you didn't lose all. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God. And after we have done the will of God, we may receive the promise. Beginning from today, whatever looks ugly around your life, as you praise God today, God will convert them into testimonies for you. What is in praise? All barriers to fulfillment of prophecies are cleared off. Because God inhabits the praises of His people.
So,
as we praise Him, God steps down. And every barrier standing on your way, standing on my way, they begin to clear off. God goes ahead of you. Those of us that grew up in the village, those days early morning, we'll go to farm, our father. You see, he will be in front. He will carry a knife. Especially early morning when the dew has rested on the grasses. As he's in front with the knife, what will he be doing? Clearing the bush. He's taking the bush out. As he's clearing the bush, the pathway we were following. How many notice what I'm talking about? Okay. Oh, you have noticed. Many of us, we grew up in the town. But those of us that are village people, praise the Lord. So, that's what happened. When we give God praise, God goes ahead. Psalm 114, beginning from verse 1. When they went out of Egypt from a tongue, from a people of a strange tongue, God was in their midst. Mountains saw Him. It's not Israel mountains saw.
Mountain
saw the God with them and skipped like ram. Jordan was driven back. And he said, what ailed thee, O that mountain, that you flee at the presence of the Lord? So the presence of the Lord accompanies those that praise Him. This week, as you praise Him, whatever stop others, when He sees you, He will bow to you. If you believe that, shout,
amen.
Acts 16, verse 25. We saw how Paul and Silas praised the Lord. And in the midnight, Paul and Silas prayed. And you know Paul is a man of prayer. I believe that prayer took time. The Bible says, prayed. And he was not getting the result he needed. And he sang praises unto God. We are told in the first service that every time we praise God, God comes down by himself. And when they praise, God came down. And the prisoners had them. They didn't join in the praise. They were enjoying the melody. They were spectators. They didn't join them. And look at what happened. And suddenly, praise makes it suddenly. It makes it suddenly. Somebody chain is dropping now. In the name of Jesus Christ. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake. That's when God came down. God said to us in the first service that when God descended, the earth shook. As we began to praise him, God began to touch his leg on the ground. And there was an earthquake. And the foundations of the prison we are shaking. I don't care the foundation in your family holding you down. This morning, by praise, your deliverance will be established. And the foundations we are shaking. Foundations we are shaking. I don't care the foundation. Praise is the answer. The foundations we are shaking. And immediately, all doors, marital doors, financial doors, breakthrough doors, academic doors, just name all the doors. All the doors were open. And everyone's bounce. Those that engage in praise, not everyone that had the praise, those that engage in praise, everyone's bands were loose. God's servant told us the first service that their legs were tied, their hands were tied, but they forgot the most important part. Your enemy will make mistake. They forget the most important part, which is their mouth. In case your legs are tied, your hands are tied, and you have mouth to talk, you are not in bondage, sir. With their legs tied and their hands tied, they began to sing. That's where breakdown started.
The Lord is so good to me. The Lord is so good to me.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Suddenly God had it. And he came down. And all the church, we are loose. Whatever looks like a curse over your life and business and career, this day it will end in the name of Jesus. We do not only praise God for what has happened, but much more for things to happen. Thank God for the things God has done, but there is much more yet to happen. More than the ones you don't know. You see, the things that you don't know, they are more than the things you know. You can never exhaust God. Luke 17, verse 17 to 19. One return and give thanks. He gave thanks. And Jesus looked at him. Were there not 10 I cleansed? I know how many blessings I've given you since this year. One of them returned. And he gave thanks. And he said, your faith has made thee whole. He stepped into another level. And I believe if he has returned again to give thanks, there is still another blessing in the hand of God to give to him. Because there are many blessings you don't know yet. And it's in the hand of God. Psalm 67, verse 5 to 7. Let the people praise thee. Let all the people praise thee. Shout it this morning, I will praise him. And what did he say will happen when we praise him? Then shall the earth yield. The earth. Everything you need for a comfortable life is in the earth. You need a change of job? The earth. You need marriage? Yet. You need cash? Yet.
Ego, eba.
You need promotion? Yet.
Bulelu.
Everything that makes for life is in the earth.
The
money you need is not in heaven, it's in the hand of one man. The appointment that you need is just a man to sign it. The promotion that you need is not in heaven, it's on the earth. And he said, when they begin to praise him, then shall the earth begin to yield all of those increases. Then shall the earth yield that increase. Whatever be a need this morning shall be supernaturally supplied. Rise on your feet. Is somebody blessed this morning? Lift up your hands and give God thanks. And bless the name of the Lord. And magnify him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Quickly this morning before God's servant comes. No assumption. Somebody's here. I need Jesus in my heart. Your praise is a noise if you don't know him. You can't praise a man. You can't praise a man that you don't know. Quickly this morning, Pastor, I'd like you to lead me to Christ. I'd like you to pray for me. I would like to do so. Wherever you may be standing this morning, put your right hand to your chest and say this prayer of salvation with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I've had your word. Forgive me my sin. Come into my heart. Wash me with your precious blood. I believe I'm forgiven. Thank you for saving my soul. In Jesus' precious name. Quickly, in 30 seconds, please just come. Let's pray with you. Let's pray with you. Wherever you are, join us here. Don't be ashamed. Step out. God saw you. You prayed that prayer. You don't need to be ashamed. Come quickly, come quickly. Let's pray together. Anyone like that? Church, put those hands as they come. Come quickly. I'm waiting for you. In the next 30 seconds, make sure you find yourself in the front. Let's welcome them. They're coming from everywhere. They're coming. Come. Come quickly, come quickly. Come quickly. Church, get excited as they come. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It's also your first time. You can also join us. Your first time, please quickly come. Quickly come, quickly come, quickly come. Take your Bible, take your bag, whatever you came to church, quickly come. In Jesus' name. You have 30 seconds to do that. We're waiting for you. Your very first time in church. Come. They're coming. They're coming. Let's welcome them. Jesus is the one bringing them. Let's celebrate him. Let's celebrate him as he comes. Can you see what God is doing? Put those hands together for Jesus as they come. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you for these great people you have brought to us today. May the grace that brought them to church, may that grace never depart from them.
Amen.
Establish them in this kingdom.
Amen.
Jesus' precious name. Amen. Please turn by your right. You see our kingdom friend there, please.